For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hey, got a question for you. Mm-hmm. Are you building a whiskey collection? Mm-hmm. Well, if you want to know the top five must-have bourbons that you have to have in your collection and why they're so important to have, then stick around. Guys, welcome into the world famous Bourbon Real Talk channel. And I can't say world famous because there are people from all over the world that tune into this thing, surprisingly. And we thank you all. But we have a special thank you for our patrons. Those names you see on the screen right now are our top contributors. Those people are the real MVPs. The reason we're here, the reason we're recording, they support the channel and its mission. And if you want to know more about the channel and its mission, as well as the Patreon options, stick around to the end of the video.
Awesome. So let's get into some disclaimers. So if you're building a collection versus just expanding your bar, some of the bottles are likely to be allocated. You know, things that you're not going to drink just on a Tuesday for no reason, right? And we normally don't spend a whole lot of time recommending bottles that are super hard to find. But this one is for collectors. So we have to talk about those special bottles. And also there's way more than five collectible bourbons. So we thought, what if we just gave you categories?
I think that's a great idea.
So you're gonna start building out a collection. These are gonna be bottles you're not gonna drink with just anyone, right? These are gonna be bottles you're gonna reserve for when your friend comes over, actually knows what they are and will appreciate them and things like that. And no collection would be complete without some representation from Buffalo Trace.
I mean, Buffalo Trace has been around forever. They are one of the kind of the keystone or the main, the Fab Five, if you will, big distilleries in the world when it comes to bourbon production. They've got your Van Winkles, your B-Tacs, which is, for some of you who may be new to the collecting, it's your Buffalo Trace antique collections. Also Stag and your Elmer T. Lee's,
Rock Hill Farms,
Rock Hill Farms, E.H. Taylor, all of those names that you've heard of, Weller, Blanton's, those iconic brands come from that great distillery.
And so, you know, if you're going to have a collection, most people who know about bourbon are going to expect you to have at least some representation from Buffalo Trace. And any of those would be great. So some are harder to find than others. The Van Winkle would probably be the pinnacle of having representation. Buffalo Trace Antique Collection would probably be a very close second. And then another iconic distillery that there you probably should have some representation would be Heaven Hill. And a lot of people don't know that, that Heaven Hill is a massive producer.
Tons of brands.
Buffalo Trace was able to do about 1,200 barrels a day. They recently doubled capacity to about 2,400 barrels a day. Heaven Hill was at 1,700 barrels a day. So Heaven Hill was even larger than Buffalo Trace.
They're putting in work.
But they have a lot of bottom shelf bangers.
Like your Evan Williams.
Evan Williams.
The Bottled and Bond. The Evan Williams 12, which a lot of people have heard of. It's just sometimes hard to find.
That one, I think, might be distillery only. But so some of their special releases that if you're building a collection, you know, should be on the lookout for would be like a Parker Heritage collection. So sometimes they're not bourbons. A couple years ago, they released a rye, and it was like one of my favorite ryes of all time. But probably the one that most people look for is the Old Fitzgerald. It's in that decanter bottle. It's so pretty.
And they've got them up to, what, 18 years?
I think there's one that's 19. And so
beautiful bottles.
Some of them are distillery only. Some of them are sold through distribution. If I remember correctly, and I could be wrong, if I'm wrong, correct me in the comments. I think the green labels are the ones that are in distribution. And the red labels are the ones that are sold at the distillery.
I think that's the case, too.
But they also have the Evan Williams Experience that's in Louisville. And
right
it's
there on Whiskey Row.
Whiskey Row, and it's like this, I think it's like a three-story, you know, building. And they sometimes will release some age-stated Evan Williams that's there. Yeah. And that's a Heaven Hill product. And that Evan Williams 12 would be something that I'd recommend.
Absolutely.
And then that's an interesting distillery because in 1996, their main still was destroyed in a fire. And so right next to Willett and close to Barsump Bourbon Company and right over there in that area is where their original distillery location was. Now their still is actually in Louisville, but their aging facilities are still out around that original area. And if you stop by there, you can sometimes get your hands on one of these little guys.
A little grenade.
Yeah, they're generally referred to as grenades. Because they kind of look like a grenade, but it's actually a glass that's the shape of a barrel. But with a neck on it, it looks like you could pull the pin and chuck it, you know.
Would be a grenade I'd be fine with coming at me, right?
Right, exactly.
Hey, yeah, throw that grenade over here.
One time I was at a bottle share and somebody dared a guy, and he cracked one of those and chugged it.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many ounces is one of those?
I think it's, I can't remember if it's 200. 200 ml.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, it was it's 200.
And a shame at the same time.
Yeah, it was a shame. Everyone's like, don't do it. And he's like, you think I'm afraid? And I'm like, I think you're crazy.
Yeah, I think you're not smart.
And then the last in that category for Heaven Hill for me would probably be the Elijah Craig 18.
Yeah, or some of the private barrels, the barrel proofs that they come out with. I mean, a lot of people don't even realize that Heaven Hill puts out Elijah Craig. I mean,
they
have so many great brands there that's the beauty of these iconic distilleries is they've got so many great offerings.
Yeah. Welcome back to Pretentious Whiskey Reviews. Today, we're evaluating the 1982 Pappy Van Winkle. Ooh, I'm detecting a hint of Bolivian virgin tears and East Indian. No, West Indian grasses.
Y'all, you don't need all that crap. All you need is an American Whiskey Aroma Kit from bourbonrealtalk.com. Developing your palate is a learned skill. Over time, you can train your taste buds without being a douchebag. Get yours today at bourbonrealtalk.com.
I'm also getting Indian nutmeg. And so what would be another distillery you think they should have some representation?
Oh, I mean, if you're going to be in the area and you want a real collection in your house.
you know what he's about to say.
You know what? You want some real good stuff on the shelf. you need to visit my friends over at Jim Beam Distillery. They've got so many great options. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just talking about Knob Creek, which is obviously near and dear to my heart. They do have the Knob Creek 18, which is a great little piece to have on your top shelf over there. It's like for special occasions. But the Knob Creek 15s, their single barrels are 120 proof, which is a kind of a higher proof option. But they've also got Booker's and Basil Hayden and Baker's and so many great options there that you can find a great addition to your collection from Jim Beam.
Right. And so for me, if I'm like trying to have, these are my special collection bottles. I didn't just expand my bar. I'm not going to drink for this on some random day. I'm going to be looking for probably a higher age-stated Knob Creek or, you know, maybe even a Booker's.
And I think you would agree that Knob Creek, Jim Beam in particular, is one distillery who does do higher age statements well.
Mm.
They've figured out the secret sauce because you'll
probably
find
the best,
out,
in my opinion.
Yeah, me too. And I think their Knob Creek 18 completely
still very balanced.
Blows Elijah Craig 18 out of the water. Right? So it's hard to
do
higher
age
statements.
And Pappy 20 and Pappy 23.
Oh, absolutely.
Knob Creek 18 would lay waste to them in a blind.
I'd rather have it, for sure. And because you'll find in your collection journey that higher age statement bourbons are very difficult to be done.
Yeah.
And there's only a few select distilleries that do them well, and Jim Beam is one of them.
Yeah. And this next one is kind of an interesting one to talk about that because we're talking about Wild Turkey.
Yeah.
So Wild Turkey for a long time was not really even playing in the limited edition, you know, game, right?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
But they had the Master's Keep collection that they released, and that's in the Wild Turkey name. Sometimes they're bourbon, sometimes they're rye, sometimes it's some weird finish or whatever. But there's some opportunity there. But another really cool Wild Turkey product is some of their Japan-only offerings.
Oh, yeah.
And so Wild Turkey was able to survive and do okay when bourbon was kind of on a downturn here in the United States, because the Japanese whiskey market kind of adopted them as one of their favorite brands, and they were able to sell a lot of product overseas. And as a result, even through today, they have some offerings that are only available in Japan that aren't available in the US, and one of which is the 12-year Wild Turkey Japan only. It comes in this beautiful box. So somebody posted in Bourbon Real Talk, I think yesterday, that he got his first Japan 12-year. Don't love the whiskey, though.
So they have another one over there that's the 8-year that I've had, and I do love that.
Yeah.
That's great.
It tastes pretty similar to the regular 101.
Yeah. If you, if you've got a buddy in the military, for example, or somebody that's stationed over in Japan, or anybody over there, have them keep an eye out, because that's a great option to add. But if you want to be within the Wild Turkey family but outside the Wild Turkey name, check out some of the higher age Russell Reserve stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, they're killing it.
They are killing it. And so that's what's so interesting, because we talked about Jim Beam seems to do well at higher ages.
Yep.
Wild Turkey doesn't for me. So like the Wild Turkey Master Keep 17 years. Yep. I had both of them, the bottled and bond and the one that was the lower proof. Neither one of them hit my palate right. The 12-year didn't hit my palate right. The 13-year Father and Son didn't hit my palate right. But the Russell's Reserve 13, Russell's Reserve 15, both of those were like, oh!
Wow.
Okay.
Okay, you can creep up there
creep up there in age and still have a great profile. Yeah. And my guess is that they're getting those barrels from different areas of the warehouse that maybe don't extract as much as that Belchar. And probably my favorite Russell's product is their single rickhouse products.
Absolutely.
And those are ones that...
What are those aged at, usually? Do you know?
I actually don't know. I think from the last video that I did, gosh, I don't remember how old it was.
Yeah.
We'd have to look it up. But, it, you know, keep in mind that when it comes to aging, there's so many variables that the maturation experts at these distilleries can kind of tweak to produce the flavor that they want. The age is not always the greatest indicator of quality.
Sure.
So, you know, but for me, if I'm trying to build a collection that's going to be exciting for a whiskey nerd to come over, I'd love to have a Master's Keep or a Japan Only or one of the higher aged Russells or a single rickhouse, something to represent that distillery.
And absolutely. Well, and that 13-year is, I mean, probably my favorite Russell's Reserve. So if you can get your hands on any of those, that's absolutely a great one. And if we're going to round out the list, we're going to include Four Roses. And when we do so, you've got to talk about the Four Roses limited editions.
For sure. And so Four Roses is an interesting one because, you know, if you're thinking about creating a collection, you want to have some representation from the iconic distilleries that actually help shape what bourbon's perception is worldwide, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So there's no doubt in anyone's minds that Buffalo Trace, Jim Beam, you know, Heaven Hill, Wild Turkey, those are all internationally known brands. But Four Roses is interesting, because Four Roses was the number one bourbon brand in the United States post-Prohibition.
Right.
In the 1940s, 50s, and into the 60s, they were the number one bourbon brand, but they were bought by an individual from Canada, and he wanted his Canadian whiskey to be the number one selling whiskey in the United States. So he shut down bourbon sales in the United States just to be petty, I guess. I don't know. We actually didn't have any Four Roses sold in the United States. It was mostly being sold in Europe and Japan, and they brought it back to the United States. And so now they're, you know, the smallest of all of the distilleries that we talked about. But historically, they were very important because, one, they were a leader in using foreign distribution to keep bourbon alive. Two, they also had one of the six medicinal permits to operate through Prohibition in the United States. And so not only did they help keep bourbon alive during Prohibition, but they also kept bourbon alive during the bourbon dark ages when bourbon was on the decline in the U.S. by focusing on foreign markets.
Yep.
And they had a lot of innovation during the Prohibition era to help bring an end to Prohibition. And so I think it's a really great brand to have representation. And their limited edition bottles, although they are pretty hard to find, they're not nearly as hard to find as, say, like a Van Winkle or a BTAC.
Yep.
And I think they're delicious. So
yeah,
that
and,
would be
and
one
it's an annual release, so every year you'll see one come out. They're typically a barrel strength product, and so they're a great proof point. And it's again one of those kind of rarer allocated whiskeys you can have on your shelf as a great talking piece and something to bring out for a special occasion. So those are your five recommended bourbons to add to your collection if you're trying to build a collection. If you're trying to expand your bar or just add bottles, this list isn't particularly what we would recommend. But these are some five bottles that are a little more difficult to get, but we would definitely recommend you searching out.
For sure. So we're going to do a giveaway. We're going to have five, because these are all allocated bottles. So we're going to have five half-ounce sample winners. Mm. We're going to have Blanton Straight from the Barrel, Elijah Craig 18, Knob Creek 18, Wild Turkey Master's Keep Decade, which mine happens to be signed by Bo, which is cool.
Wow.
And then, of course, the Four Roses limited edition. And if you want to enter to win, you can like this video, subscribe to the channel, ring the bell to be notified of future content pieces and future giveaways, because we do one in each episode. And most importantly, you have to go to YouTube below the playhead. There's a video description. Expand that. You'll see a link that says free giveaway. Click it. Fill out the web form. We'll randomize it. Post it publicly on the YouTube channel for accountability. And send the winners their samples absolutely for free.
Yeah, and if you want to support the channel, if you've enjoyed this content and you've found this to be educational and you're like, man, these guys are exciting to listen to and I really enjoy the information they're sharing with me, there's a few ways you can support the channel. Okay. In the beginning of the video, we did mention the Patreon, and it's not a one-way street over there. So there are plenty of options, depending on your price point, to where you can support the channel there. You can get benefits such as, special content, discounts on all of our merch, private events that we host. There's a whole slew of benefits to joining, so check that out. We also have merch on the Bourbon Real Talk website. So go over to bourbonrealtalk.com, check out the merch. And Randy here is a real estate agent.
That's true.
And you definitely want to hire him because he gives epic bottles away as closing gifts. So if you're looking for a real estate agent in Dallas or Houston, hit my boy up.
Yeah, and you can find links for all three ways to support the channel in the video description. And if this is your first time tuning in and you want to know a little bit about why we do all that we do, yes, whiskey's fun, content creation's fun, but at the end of the day, people matter way more than whiskey.
Absolutely.
And what we found in about 2014, I lost my brother to suicide, and I was starting to get more involved in the whiskey enthusiast world, and I saw how whiskey was bringing people together. And after losing my brother, I, spent the time that everyone does when they lose a loved one to suicide, wondering what happened and what I could have done differently. And so did all of his friends. And many of them came to me and said, their connections had not been as tight, and they, worried about whether or not if they had been there for him, if things would have been different. And so I started looking for ways to create those kinds of connections in people's lives, and I saw whiskey doing it. So I thought, maybe if I get you connected to whiskey, whiskey will do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. So we started looking for connection opportunities. We created the podcast. A lot of the forums that are out there do have some negativity in them, mostly from people that we generally refer to as trolls that are just being hateful and mean to strangers online because I guess it makes them feel better or something. I don't know what's wrong with them, but it is what it is. So those individuals motivated us to do two things. The first was to start our own forum that doesn't have that kind of negativity called Bourbon Real Talk Community. Yep. It is free. It's on Facebook. You can go join right now. There's a little over 32,000 members, and there's great things going on in there. Mm-hmm. We don't allow any of that negativity, and it's been so successful, we were able to start our own suicide prevention and intervention 501c3 nonprofit called LiveStayProject.org, and that's administered all inside the whiskey enthusiast community. But the second thing that those individuals taught us is that if they can hate a stranger online and spread that hate online, we can love a stranger online and spread love online. And that's why we end every show the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you. We'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.